So it's very important, especially like after so long with having COVID and having that barrier to getting to meet the Youth Council, to getting to meet the council themselves. It is very important here today that we got to meet them, got to talk with issues that affect both young people and affect the council themselves and the works that they do. And I think it will definitely open up like possible collaborations in the future that we will be able to have with them and mutually benefit both of us.
Obviously, you've raised issues like eating disorders, mental health and so on, issues we know the Youth Council is very much focused on. But you've also very much been telling the councillors, we are the leaders of the future, we are going to be your successors in the future, and it's important that you listen to us now.
Definitely, yes, and I think it's important to remember as well that young people are also the present. We hold a very large proportion of the population, and I think a full society is one which includes young people in all aspects of everything, where young people's voice is considered and young people's voice is taken seriously on matters that will affect them in the future and currently.
The other issue raised, of course, was voting age, and very much it seems support in that chamber for the voting age at least to be reduced to 16.
Yes, definitely. I think it will be very beneficial to both young people and to the wider society. It is very crucial that we have young people's voice heard, because we have a new perspective on issues that possibly have not been seen before. We are a new generation. We have new issues that affect us and that deserve to be brought to light. So I think lowering the voting age definitely will give us that chance to bring these issues to light, and will definitely help us in the future when going forward and when leading in the future.